Okay, it's time to do one of our random acts of kindness now. It's 8:42 on the Moyle Show with Mills.
Radio 1.
Nicola.
Hi, Scott.
Right, so who's this about then?
It's about my little boy called Zach.
Okay, how old is Zach?
Zach's 8, nearly 9.
And tell me why you got in touch.
Well, Zach's been absolutely fantastic. Taking you back a little bit, my nan, who is 93, lived with us since I was growing up with Zach. And she had Alzheimer's and dementia, which is really hard for an 8-year-old son to understand, really.
Yeah.
But he took her to the toilet so she didn't get lost, held her hand, walked around with her, and was just great with her. And then, unfortunately, she had a stroke quite recently. And when we took her into hospital, she couldn't feed herself.
Right.
But Zach fed her and wiped her mouth and thickened her drinks because she couldn't swallow fluids properly. And sort of generally kept her spirits really high.
While she was in hospital?
While she was in hospital. But not just hers. All of the ladies on the ward thought he was an absolute little treasure, and he used to draw them pictures and tell the nurses when they wanted a drink or when they wanted anything.
So he was quite close to your nan, yeah?
Very close. But he couldn't call her nan, he called her Gladys.
Okay.
And she called him Littlin. So, she had a stroke, and we thought she was doing okay, but then unfortunately she had another stroke.
Right.
And became unconscious. But while she was in hospital, virtually every day, Zachary asked if he could go and see her. So I took him up there, and he was great. And then when she was unconscious, I sort of sat him down and said, "Look, Zach, I really don't think Gladys is going to come home with us."
Mm.
And he sort of looked at me and didn't say anything for a bit. And then he just said, "Actually, Mum, I think you're right. I think she's at the top of the Pooley chart." And I was just stunned, really.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she died in the night, and was with her, and my mum was with her when she died. And so when I got home in the morning and Zach woke up, I told him that Gladys had died. And he sort of went quiet. And then he said, "Actually, Mum, I'm quite glad she died like she did." He said, "Because it would have been much worse if we'd have taken her out and she'd have tripped and fallen down an escalator or something." Which I was just like, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, for an 8-year-old.
Then he asked me where she was after she died, and I sort of said, "Well, she's still at the hospital." And he said, "Well, why is she there, Mum, if they can't do anything for her?" And I said, "Well, though she's in a special place now where they look after people that have died." And he said, "So what happens now, Mum?" And I said, "Well, there'll be a funeral." "At the funeral, Mum, do we have readings? Do they read in the funeral?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, could I read? Because Gladys would want people who knew her to speak about her." And he then chose a poem to read.
It's hard to think that he's only an 8-year-old little boy, you know?
I had to remind myself of that, because the level of maturity, he held us together. Me, my mum, my dad and the family. He organised the funeral. He then chose the hymns and proceeded to sing them. And he chose happy songs because he said she was happy.
Didn't he even arrange the flowers and stuff?
Well, when we went to buy flowers, I actually forgot to get him some. And we were talking about it, and he was quite outraged that he hadn't got any flowers. And when we went to the florist, I said, "Not a problem, we'll go now." And he actually went into the lady and said, "Have you got an angel?" And she said, "Well, have a little posy, because these are lovely from children." And he said, "But I want an angel." And she said, "No, that's far too expensive." And he said, "Well, I've got £300 in my safe at home. Is that enough money to pay?"
Bless.
So, he had an angel for her, and he just held us together. And then when I was upset in the actual church itself, he just looked at me and he just said, "Mum, think happy thoughts, not sad ones."
So he really has, like, held the whole family together, hasn't he?
Absolutely, without a doubt. And, you know, for an 8-year-old to behave so maturely, I'm stunned.
Yeah. Well, so can you tell me what happened with Comet Relief, quickly?
Well, they all had a sort of a red dress red day for Comet Relief at school, but yeah. Zach wanted to go one better. So he decided that they should do a sponsored run or a sponsored walk so that everybody could get involved, but he wanted to run. So he organised it, and for his class, him and 8 of his mates ran round the all-weather pitch in total at more than 50 times and raised over £200 for Comet Relief. And then he donated the £70 that he got left in his safe to Comet Relief as well.
Wow.
And he was saving that for either a dog or a set of drums, but he actually said that people in Africa or around the world needed water more than he needed drums or a dog.
Your son is amazing.
I'm incredibly proud of him.
Now, where is Zach at the moment?
He's at home with my dad.
Right, so he doesn't know that you're speaking to me because you're at work, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think there's something we should do to let Zach know how much you appreciate and care for him.
That'd be great.
If you wait there...
Okay.
We'll give Zach a call in a minute, okay, Nicola?
Okay, thanks, Scott.
It's 8:48. This is Linkin Park.
Radio 1.
8:51. Right, so I've been talking to Nicola about her 8-year-old son, Zach, who's been absolutely brilliant lately. Nicola's gran, Gladys, was ill for a long time. They were quite close, and Zach went totally out of his way to do everything he could to help Nicola. Sadly, she died a few weeks ago, and Zach has been just an amazing little boy. He's helped to organise the funeral, even chose the hymns and did a reading. And it was him that kind of held the whole family together through this, even though he's only 8 years of age. So, Nicola, I think there's something nice we can do for Zach now.
That'd be great.
Okay. Right, so where is he now?
He's at home with my dad.
Right, okay. I'm going to give Zach a call. If you stay on the line.
Okay.
Wait there.
Thanks.
Hello, this is please.
Hello.
This is please.
Hello, is that Zach?
Yeah.
Hi, Zach. You don't know who this is, do you?
No.
My name's Scott Mills, and I'm calling from Radio 1.
Yeah, is there anyone you want, please?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to you, if possible.
Okay.
Okay. You're thinking, why is he calling me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because your mum has been in touch with me. And she's told me that it's been a bit of a sad time recently, hasn't it?
Yeah.
With Gladys and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is it true that you looked after Gladys when she was in hospital?
Yeah.
What did you do for her?
Lots of things. I mixed up a drink so it was thick enough so she didn't choke on it.
Yeah.
Wiped her mouth when she was eating.
Yeah.
Closed curtains when she was in the when she needed the wheel.
And you asked to go to the hospital every day to help her out?
Yeah.
And you even helped to organise the funeral, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you decided which hymns that they'd sing at the funeral? You basically arranged it, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you read as well?
Yeah.
And then you got the florist to make an angel?
Yeah.
I know all this, you see, because I've been talking to your mum. Do you know how proud your mum is of you because of all this?
No.
Well, I'm here to tell you she really is. And that's why she has got in touch with me at Radio 1, you see. You understand this now?
Yeah.
Your mum thinks she deserves something really special to say thank you and how proud she is of you.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm here to do. All right?
Yeah.
Now, you like football, don't you?
Yes. Lots.
Who's your favourite team?
Manchester United.
Now, I don't know much about football or sport at all, Zachary, so you might be able to help me out. Who's Ryan Giggs?
A Manchester United player.
Right. Is he any good?
Yeah.
Is he? Right. Well, this week, Ryan Giggs is getting some new football boots. Okay?
Yeah.
And what they're doing is, they do this with famous footballers, they have a special photo shoot with him and his new boots?
Yeah.
Now, I've had a word with my contacts in the world of sport, okay?
Yeah.
And Ryan, if it's all right with you, would really like it if you would go along as well and hang out with him a bit while he's doing his photo shoot and spend some time with him when he shows off his fancy new Reebok boots. What do you think?
Yeah.
How would that be?
That'd be great.
Yeah? Okay, so we'll bring you down and you can help him out with this photo shoot and talk to him. Okay, stop him getting bored, okay?
Yeah.
And then he's going to get some boots for you and sign them for you as well. Because he thinks you're amazing too. How does that make you feel?
I'm shopping.
You are?
I can't believe it. Seriously.
Are you alright?
Yeah.
Now listen.
Yeah.
I think you should thank your mum for all this.
I will.
Well, you can do it now because she's on the line. Say hello.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Zachary. You've just been fantastic. Me and Nana and Grandad would never have got through what we've done without you. You've just been an absolute star.
Thanks, Mum.
So I love you very, very much. And really, this isn't from us or from Scott. It's from Gladys.
Thanks, Mum.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you, Zachary.
Love you too, Mum.
And thanks so much. You've been so brave and so proud of you.
Thanks, Mum. I just feel really proud of myself, really, now.
Well, listen, Zach, you should feel proud of yourself, all right?
Yeah.
Because what you've done has been absolutely amazing, and we want you to know that, all right? Everybody does.
Okay.
So, listen, have a good time with Ryan Giggs.
I will. Thanks, Mum.
Okay, Zachary.
Love you. Bye.
I love you too.
Listen, Nicola, I hope that's all right for you.
That's fantastic, thank you.
I hope Zachary has a good day.
I'm sure he'll love it.
Thank you. National Radio 1.